This hour brought to you by LibertyOnCall.org. Take back your independence, control, and make your own healthcare decisions. LibertyOnCall.org. Together, we are one.
Talk about this evening is, you know, sometimes these stories just get laid out for you in a way that it's amazing how much it contradicts the narrative that we get fed. The narrative is there's a war on cops. Now, I would contend that there's a government war on its citizens and has been for a long time, and that police are caught up in that to some extent or another already. So, Johnson, what's the title of this?
Well, I'm not. I just want to even just get directly into the story because
okay.
I think it lays it out pretty well here. For decades now, the federal government and their cohorts in law enforcement have been carrying out theft on the citizenry of a massive scale. We're not talking about taxes, but an insidious power known as civil asset forfeiture. The 1980s-era laws were designed to drain the resources from powerful criminal organizations, but CAF, Civil Asset Forfeiture, has become a tool for law enforcement agencies across the U.S. to steal money and property from countless innocent people. No criminal charge is required for this confiscation, resulting in easy inflows of cash for law enforcement departments and the proliferation of abuse. This phenomenon is known as policing for profit.
Yeah, we've seen this happen over and over again where police departments and, you know, little towns will just essentially stop people that look shifty for whatever reason. They'll, if they've got money in their car, they'll take the money. There's been reports that police in New York are confiscating money that people have in their pockets from these stop and frisks that's more than $100.
Right.
I mean, $100, you can't buy much with $100 these days. In some cases, people have tens.
You could buy some weed with $100.
You could.
Not a lot, but you could buy some.
Yeah, well, you could buy some. A lot of people are getting picked up with, you know, maybe they're going to buy a truck or something like that. They're getting caught with tens of thousands of dollars and, you know, no drugs or anything like that. They just have their money taken from them. The DEA's busting into dispensaries in California and other states where it's legal to.
Well, of course, they're able to just go and file at the police department and get their money back, right?
No, they can't. There's the departments file lawsuits against the money.
That sounds ridiculous. You're just being ridiculous.
Well, I'm sorry that I'm ridiculous.
We would be hearing about this if this were happening.
Well, we are hearing about it all the time. It's just that nobody listens to Free Talk Live.
And then a lot of times people will hear about it and then think, well, that's just asinine. There's no way that actually happened. There's no way that there was a lawsuit in Pennsylvania, the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania v. $142,000 worth of wine. There is absolutely no way that lawsuit happened. I would have heard about it. Yeah, and it was on Reuters and the UPI and the Associated Press and probably on, like, page 17 of your local newspaper.
So if you didn't look like a drug dealer, this wouldn't happen to you.
Right, you know, if you just comb your hair. Right, the Kardashians are just more interesting. That's
right.
Why people
the
don't know about
this. The doctor in Pennsylvania that had the $142,000 worth of wine confiscated from him, if he would have just been a professional member of society.
Well, in the last 25 years, the amount of profit stolen through civil asset forfeiture has skyrocketed. According to the U.S. Department of Justice, the value of asset forfeiture recoveries by the U.S. authorities from 1989 to 2010 was $12,667,602,066, increasing on average 19.5% per year. In 2008, law enforcement took over $1.5 billion from the American public. This number seems incredibly large. Just a few years later, in 2014, that number tripled to nearly $4.5 billion.
But when you start getting up into these numbers, you know, million, billion, trillion, they're almost meaningless to people. It's like, oh, that's a lot of money, or that's not a lot of money. We don't even work on that scale.
You know? I can't fathom that much money. So, yeah, that just seems like a lot of money. Probably from all those drug dealers. But again, as you pointed out, this is stuff to where these people oftentimes are never charged with anything. So, we covered a story a while back about a lady in, I think it was either Iowa or Indiana, that ran a small restaurant, cash-only restaurant. She deposited money about every 3 days into the bank. IRS seized all of her assets because they claimed that she was structuring, meaning she was intentionally making deposits of under $10,000 so that she wouldn't have to fill out reporting papers.
She's ridiculous. Okay, so it goes on. When we examine these numbers and their nearly exponential growth curve, it appears that the police in America are getting really good at separating the citizenry from their property. Not just really good, criminally good. To put this number into perspective, according to the FBI, victims of burglary offenses suffered an estimated $3.9 billion in property losses in 2014.
Compared to how much by police?
$4.5 billion.
Boom, there it is. Police steal more from Americans than burglars do.
So not only now we can say not only are you more likely to be killed by a police officer than a terrorist, you are also more likely to have your property stolen by a police officer than a criminal.
Yeah, than a criminal, right?
Yeah, than a common criminal.
If somebody takes your property from you, it is more likely, apparently, that that person will have a badge on. And I'm not talking about taxes.
Right.
I'm just talking about...
They're more likely to have a badge than a balaclava.
Yeah. Civil asset forfeiture. This is without a trial, and in all likelihood, you won't get it back anyway. And if you do get it back, you'll get it back 10 years later, and it won't be worth what it was worth to you then.
If you're lucky.
Yeah. Yeah. So this is it, America. Now, the war on cops has really been brought home to you. You are more likely to be stolen from by law enforcement officers than you are by burglars. It's crazy.
Yeah.
And they really like confiscating really nice cars and then putting on the back, we stole this car from a drug dealer.
Yeah. I mean, to put this into perspective, it means that law enforcement has stolen $600 million more than burglars have. $600 million.
Did you ever think that you would sit on national radio saying that police steal more money than criminals do? I mean, yeah, look, I get that the government agencies are funded by force and all that stuff, but they're there as a stabilization force. This is so beyond the pale. Now, don't forget that sometime this week that somebody will call in and they'll say, I can't believe you jerks. You're such idiots.
You just hate cops.
You hate cops. You hate America. You hate religion. You hate everything.
If you don't like our police officers, you should just leave.
Go someplace with more burglars, apparently, because I'll do better with them. But nobody's going to call in. No police officer is going to call in and say, well, this is it, fellas, you've convinced me, I guess I'm going to have to quit. And I don't want them to quit. I don't want the good cops to quit. I'm not looking for that. But I need them to acknowledge that they're working for departments.
Well, I'm a good officer, and I just wanted to call in and say how I've been reporting these bad civil asset forfeitures. You know, I discovered that this was happening in my own department last week, and, you know, I reported that there was, you know, these people were not criminals, and we got them their money back. My department made sure, oh, wait, we don't hear those.
That never happens either.
Because there are, you know, when you say, I don't hate cops, but there really aren't good cops. There are stupid cops who think that they're good, maybe.
But good cops are former cops.
Yeah.
I'm not going to go quite that far.
I will, because the system is set up to where the bad cops, which is the majority of the cops, wind up making the job so miserable for the ones that are trying to be good cops that they force them out of the job.
I mean, it's
they make it a hostile work environment, so they quit.
I mean, I just have to question. I mean, it's a horrible thing to say, but it's really, it comes down to either they're It's just they're bad cops and stupid cops. There's no other option, because if you were actually a good cop, you would think that they would be doing something about this, like, ridiculous, you know, civil asset forfeiture or profiling, or, you know, when cops are beating the hell out of innocent people.
What do you think? You think the guys are right? The number is 855-450-FREE. It's 855-450-3733. Our username is lrn.fm on Skype, 855-450-FREE. Free Talk Live.
Honestly, we canceled an appointment to have Jake euthanized, to give Dynavite a chance to save this dog's life. Jake is an 8-year-old male Akita. His entire stomach and groin area, his face, his elbows, his ears, every orifice was just riddled with yeast and sores. We had a vet treat him, and Jake didn't respond at all. My son heard the commercial for Dynavite. DINOVITE.com.
859-428-1000.
The omega-3 fatty acids.
Flaxseed, zinc, alfalfa.
The digestive enzymes that are cooked out of regular dog food.
Within 4 days, Jake started to heal. It was the most amazing thing I have ever seen. The yeast is receding, and now his belly is completely cleared up. It chokes me up. It brings tears to my eyes. Everything we tried failed except the Dynavite.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE.com.
My name is Bill Bonner, and I have an important message. Right now, the highest levels of government are struggling against an inevitable crisis, but they're about to lose control. When this happens, it will rip our country apart in ways you never imagined, from where we shop to the family you want to protect. Look, I've made predictions like this before. A few years ago, I warned that the housing prices would collapse. Before that, I warned that dot-com companies would crash, and they did. Those who listened had a chance to save themselves, but this has nothing to do with the stock market. This will affect us all. I've posted a free video at disappearingwealth.com. Maybe you'll disagree with my conclusions, but first you need to watch this video and see the facts for yourself. You can watch the video for free right now by going to disappearingwealth.com. Again, that's disappearingwealth.com.
I want to be able to smoke inside, cut down on cigarettes, jog without wheezing, be kissable, and save money.
Then you want LeSig e-cigarettes. Get the highest quality, best-tasting vaping experience on the market with unmatched customer service from LeSig. And right now, gobble up this deal. Buy $30 worth of any products and get a starter kit for only $5. Use code SK at checkout. But hurry, offer good only until Thanksgiving at LeSig.com. LeCIG.com. Kick some ash with LeSig.
Don't take a cold or flu lying down. Stand up and fight back with Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver is a natural immune system booster that is highly effective against viruses, bacteria, and fungus. Supernatural Silver is perfect for daily use and can be taken orally or used topically to keep you protected from whatever comes your way. This new technology is hundreds of times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver and is supported by extensive research from over 300 clinical studies at universities and independent research facilities across the country. Supernatural Silver has an exceptionally long storage life and should be an essential part of your emergency preparedness. Don't be caught off guard. Give your body the support it needs to fight off deadly pathogens that are lurking everywhere. Stock up on Supernatural Silver and give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance. Go to supernaturalsilver.com and use the promo code SILVER2015 for 20% off. That's supernaturalsilver.com. Supernaturalsilver.com.
My name is Dell, and I live in El Cajon, California. I was concerned about my cholesterol readings because I knew that high cholesterol is related to clogging of the arteries and increases the risk for heart attack and stroke. One day, I heard an ad for Heart and Body Extract, and I was skeptical, but I decided to give it a try. Man, the numbers don't lie.
Learn the secrets of an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation at hbextract.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. The number's 855-450-3733. The topic on the table, or you can talk about anything you want, but the topic is a story that we're reading right now that makes the claim and backs it up with facts that police, through asset forfeiture...
Civil asset forfeiture.
Well, yes, that's the name of it.
Because there's civil and then there's criminal.
Okay, civil
asset. And we're speaking specifically about the civil asset forfeiture.
Civil asset forfeiture take more money from Americans than burglars do. And I think it's a stunning, stunning statistic when they compare police to burglars, the folks that they're supposed to be protecting us from. Let's go to Doug, however, calling in from in Chicago. Doug, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
Yeah, hi. I pretty much want to talk about the refugee issue.
And refugees,
before
gotcha.
I even get into whether or not you agree with bringing them over here to America, I want to pretty much take a moment to talk about the logic of it. You know, we have the Patriot Act, which can be a violation of the Fourth Amendment. A little tidbit of it can be the violation of the Fourth Amendment of the American people. We have NDAA, which can allow the commander-in-chief to hold anyone indefinitely and kill them.
Yep.
We have... You know, you go to the airport and you pretty much feel like you're raped, you're groped, you can't take your shampoo. You go out in public, you have a camera on you all the time, bought by the town through a grant through the federal government, all to fight terror. Now think about the logic here. We're going to bring people over here that are from a known part of the planet involved in terror and a hatred of America, and we're going to bring them in here. That don't add up.
Well, let me ask you this. Do you...
Hello?
What? Yeah, I'm asking you a question. What percentage of these people do you think is going to be are going to be terrorists?
They put it in a range out of every 100 between 1 and 10.
What, 10 of the people that are – who put it in that range? 10%?
That between 1 and 10. That can be the report that I've read. I mean, but,
okay.
You know, who,
do you
who
think
really, – like, really,
I'm asking you. Do you think that 1% of these people that they're going to let in are going to be terrorists?
I don't know. That can be the whole issue. Hey, look, I'm a libertarian. I'm for freedom and I'm for liberty.
I hear you. Oh, no, I'm not questioning that. I'm asking you, I'm trying to get a grasp on this number, because to me the number's like 1 in 10,000 or 1 in 100,000.
And when we begin into the fight of, you know, should we have been over there to begin with, all you Republican people who are tuned in, who were for the war on Iraq, here can be what we're talking about, man. You know, you wanted to take out an evil dictatorship and an evil regime over in Iraq, and what you left has been a vacuum for a terror group to take even more control and more wealth and more power. You know, here had been the very thing. I got a friend who immigrated here from Libya, and he told me that would be what would happen. You know, that it
would happen?
Vacuum, that it would leave a vacuum for a terror group to take over in Iraq, and which we have.
Okay, I see. In the Iraq war. Gotcha.
Right. That we should never, you know, we want to take on an evil regime. We want to take on an evil dictatorship over there, evil dictator. But in doing that, we created like a vacuum. We created a void for a terror group to come in and take power. We would have been better off leaving it alone, you know, but we never do that.
You and I don't get to make a decision. You didn't want to go, and, you know, so the decision's foisted upon you. Using terminology like we can be muddy the water. The United States government made the decision to go to Iraq. I didn't. And, right. So I want to look at the issue of refugees, because this is kind of, like, I get where people are coming from. There's a danger in letting Syrians into the country. You know, obviously, most of the people who come in are going to be good.
I'm not even talking about that. I'm talking about, look at the logic, folks. Look at the logic.
Well, I want to go with the logic, because the logic's important. That's all I'm interested in this, is the logic. If 1 in 1,000 people who bought a gun, retail, who passed background checks, who got their concealed carry permit, committed a felony, would you recommend that we no longer sell guns in the country?
No, I would not.
Excellent. Then if 1 in 1,000 Syrians that come in here might commit an atrocity, then we probably should use the same logic, shouldn't we?
Let me throw that logic around at you. Joplin got hit by a tornado. They need people to come in and you know, get shelter. If you only have a 1 in 100 probability of one of the people being raping children, would you allow them into your home?
I'm sorry, what's the question?
Would you allow people from Joplin to take shelter in your home? You know, you being a community, would you allow that? That can be the point, and I'm not trying to bring up another
sure.
talk show, but that can be the point.
You don't have any option. I mean, that's what they do. That's what they did in Texas. They took all those people in from Katrina. To do anything else is basically inhumane.
I don't agree. I don't think that we should be letting them in. It can be my own opinion. I I'd like to be able to help them out, but maybe we should look into helping them out there, you know?
Well, what about this? Do you have heard the story that has been shown that United States, citizens were polled back in the 30s to, that there were immigrant Jewish children that were hopefully going to be refugees here in the United States. They turned them away because some of them might be Nazi spies. And they probably would have been, right?
And Frank was one of the people that was denied refugee status in the 1930s.
Who's Frank?
Anne Frank.
Oh, Anne Frank.
The young girl that wrote the diary?
Yes.
But here will be what will happen. They're going to bring people over here. We're going to have a couple of them. They're going to be bad. They're going to do a terror attack. And then we, the American people, are going to have to pay by giving up more of our damn liberty and our freedom. You know, and I'm tired of it.
I'm sorry you have a crappy government. And I'm sorry that it's going to get worse before it gets better. I recommend moving for the Free State Project, but most people who are in the Liberty Movement say that's just, it's too cold, or my family's here, or my job's here. I mean, I don't have any other solutions for increasing human liberty other than congregating with people who agree with you.
Yeah, but we're talking about the federal government right now, too, and New Hampshire, you're...
The federal government stinks.
You are part of America.
Well, for now.
For now.
I mean, the nullification works. States are the fundamental unit in the United States of America. They have the legal authority. You know as well as I do.
I agree. And if you can leave America, all more power to you. That would be a wonderful thing. All I'm trying to do I'm trying to talk about the logic of it. You know what I mean?
The logic is the same as gun control. If a 1 in 1,000 people with a gun commits a crime, then you should get rid of guns. If 1 in 1,000 refugees has committed a crime, you shouldn't let refugees in.
They take every opportunity to take our liberty and our freedom away and infringe upon...
Well, they're certainly taking the liberty and freedom away from those people, right? Like, that's what you're advocating for, is the liberty and freedom of those people, and quite possibly their lives, to be taken away from them.
Well, shouldn't they be there fighting? Shouldn't they be there fighting to overturn their own government?
I don't want my 7-year-old out fighting.
No, I mean the people that we're bringing in here, shouldn't they be? Why not, man? I'm watching Frontline, and you got a 13-year-old with a bomb attached to him, and they're talking about how they're going to go out bombing America, and they hate America. Now,
you know, here's the thing that I'm interested in. Here's the thing, my viewpoint on this, which is sort of different than what I've heard most people sort of express. One of the analogies I've heard that I find really interesting is that somebody says, you know, hey, if you have a bowl of M&Ms and 10 of them are poison, you can reach your hand in and, you know, take a handful. I think that's a silly analogy, and that's not necessarily what's going on. I think the arguments you're bringing up now is more relevant, which is that, you know, hey, should they be dealing with their issues? You know, should they be fighting? Should they be doing their thing? Well, I think if people want to come here, they should be able to come here on their own.
Oh, yeah.
Why are we bringing people? Why are we bringing refugees here? That's a separate issue.
The Lutheran Church will bring people places.
We're trying to police the world again and solve all the world's problems. The world needs to solve its own problems.
Agreed. The United States taxpayers shouldn't pay one penny for any refugee, and I agree with you on that. Doug, thank you for the call.
And that includes creating them.
855-450-3733.
Lead attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm, the principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
A lot of people's lives and bodies are out of balance. AlkaVision plasma pH drops optimize pH level and get rid of harmful waste and acid. Just a few drops in water restores vibrance and energy and gets you back in balance. Now order 2 bottles and get $10 off your order. Sign up for monthly auto shipping and save 25%. Call 800-518-7615 or visit alkavision.com. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at alkavision.com.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Hi, I'm Rick Osick with Famous Footwear. Did you know that premature birth is the number one killer of babies? That's why we support the March of Dimes in the fight against premature birth. Join us in supporting cutting-edge research, treatment programs, and outreach to help moms have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Learn how you can help save babies' lives at marchofdimes.org.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Hey, Berkey Guy here. Are you still drinking unfiltered tap water? Does your water contain chlorine or fluoride? Will you have drinkable water in an emergency? The Berkey Guy is here to help you remove these and other potential contaminants from your water, thus helping you drink clean, purified water. We offer Berkey water purification systems at the lowest available prices online. Don't go another moment without Berkey system. Over the last 10 years, we've helped thousands drink clean, purified water. Join them by visiting GoBerkey.com or call me, the Berkey Guy, at 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. The number, the call-in number is 855-450-3733, the evergreen topic, or at least the common topic these days, of Syrian refugees has just been brought up. And we're talking about civil asset forfeiture. Apparently, police in this country are now taking more from American citizens than burglars are. I'm just amazed by that number. It's amazing.
$600 million more.
Yeah.
That's...
It's not close. I guess it's close as a percentage, but not super close. It could be closer. Let me tell you about Liberty Health Share. If you wanted to talk about ways to cut down what you have to pay in as far as government regulation goes, Obamacare has made it so that everybody needs to have some kind of health care coverage. Well, Liberty Health Share fits that bill. And for my family, it's a little more than half of the cost of insurance. One of the reasons is they don't have the overhead. Insurances have buildings and salespeople and all that other stuff that goes involved, and Liberty HealthShare doesn't have that. You can pick your own doctor. You can pick your own hospital. You can live out your values in healthcare. It's just people who are sharing the cost of healthcare in an easy and efficient way. You can join the movement and change healthcare for good by going to joinlhs.com. So it's join Liberty HealthShare, LHS.com. The telephone number, I'll give you that in case you don't want to go to joinlhs.com. It's 800-722-8041. 800-722-8041. Joinlhs.com. Let's go to Armed Truth, calling in from Southern California. Armed Truth, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, how's it going?
All's well. It's on your mind.
Hey, yeah, I'm calling. I don't know if you guys have seen. There's been a lot of articles after the Paris attacks claiming that ISIS now has $3 million in Bitcoin and that they're using Bitcoin to supposedly fund their terrorist activities. The EU is supposed to meet tomorrow to start bringing on legislation to crack down more on cryptocurrency. And,
yeah, that's supposed to be a bunk story.
Yeah, I have not heard about that. I heard that apparently some of the reports that we think they were using encryption to communicate, that was all a lie. They were using unencrypted text messaging.
Right. I mean, yeah, who's donating millions of dollars to these people? Come on.
It's not cryptocurrency holders.
No, and Vice found out that they thought it was ridiculous. They did, you know, start investigating it, the site that they claimed it was on. And they actually found out that at the time of reporting, there was zero bitcoins supposedly on this website, and the highest at one point was like 1,400. And another group was monitoring bitcoin usage through another site to ISIS, and like in the past 5 months, there's been no bitcoin going through it. So it's basically like you just confounded this number to make it sound like the scary, you know, and claiming it's this anonymous currency that,
well, aren't you aware that it's anonymous? It's anonymous, and an anonymity that's the problem here. I mean, obviously, the issue is that, you know, Bitcoin is a currency that's anonymous, so therefore, the problem is Bitcoin. The problem is that, you know, I'm sure that they're going to find an iPhone at the serious attacks because, you know, Apple allows complete encryption on their devices.
It'll be so right next to that
Syrian passport that right. Somehow did not blow up, but everything else did.
So, you know, encryption is the problem too, you know, end-to-end encryption. You know, we've got to unencrypt everything. The government's got to have access to everything. And people like Edward Snowden, you know, revealing that the government is killing innocent people. I mean, clearly they're the problem. That, you know, it's not the government. The government needs access to everyone's lives all the time because they're just protecting us. With,
exactly.
You know,
they need to
which civil asset for sure.
Like everybody says. You know, it's time to hang Snowden like so many of those freaking crazies report, but it goes on the basis of that they're scared of and they want to crack down more on our rights. So by going after Bitcoin and the cryptocurrency, they can start to legislate more bills to take away more freedoms over the internet, over phones. They can, you know, start now searching through everybody's emails and phones even more. And that's just another way that they can use it because, you know, the scary dark web where everybody's a criminal and they're hiring hitmen is dangerous and they need to crack down on it.
Yeah, what's interesting is what can they do to Bitcoin, though? I mean, if the EU decides Bitcoin's dangerous, all they can really do is sort of criminalize its possession, which is going to drive it underground and make it that much more of a, you know, something that...
and probably make it more valuable.
Valuable, yeah.
Because one of the reasons that things like, you know, cannabis and heroin are valuable is because they're on the black market. They are relegated, for the most part, to the black market, which means that there are criminal penalties attached to the possession, the sale, manufacture, et cetera, which means you're going to try to make as much money as you can because you're risking going to jail for a long time.
Yeah, exactly. And though in Europe they do have, you know, they have Bitcoin ATMs there, so
might
be getting worried that it's starting to grow, and this is another way to stamp it, you know, while the plant is just growing, you know, rip out the root when it's growing. But it's just funny to me how this guy made up his fake story, and then all of a sudden it's on AP and Reuters headlines: ISIS has 3 million Bitcoin, and they don't even really look in, you know, to the story at all. Just Media nowadays doesn't really research anything.
It could be done, though, right? I mean, I think the reason that the story is out there is it's quite plausible that a terrorist organization could be funding itself with Bitcoin, and that, you know, for instance, organized crime could be moving property, you know, value across international borders through Bitcoin. I'm kind of surprised that they haven't. I'm kind of surprised that the cartels have rooms full of U.S. dollars, which no one seems to care that U.S. dollars are used by criminals. They've got these rooms full of U.S. dollars and gold-plated AK-47s, but they don't have Bitcoin. I'm kind of amazed at that.
No, I'm kind of with you as well. You know, I did kind of expect them to have some, but I guess supposedly, if I never really, you guys may know, though I've always wondered, they claimed, you know, they, I think it was in Afghanistan, I forget where, they had taken the city and there was that bank, the Bank of Iraq, and supposedly it had like $500 million in it. I think, what was that, about a year ago when they had taken the city. So I'm not surprised then if they have that much that they really need Bitcoin, but if they are recruiting more people online, I guess it's a good way to send money overseas to, you know, lone wolf type of
the real inconvenience here is that every time these Americans drop bombs on us, it is always disrupting the fiber optic lines that allow us to transfer the Bitcoin around.
That's it. Armchair, thanks for the call. 855-450-3.
I mean, we have cell towers everywhere over here.
Keeps knocking the Bitcoin mine offline.
It's just, I can't get a very decent Bitcoin client for my phone to, you know, to connect and transfer to Aziz.
Let's go to Bo David. Bo David, you're on Free Talk Live. What is on your mind, sir?
Hey, you guys are talking about civil asset forfeiture, and I actually am on my way up from Florida to Georgia to go cover a story on a woman who started up her own soup kitchen, and she's been raising money to open up a shelter, and she hasn't actually gotten to that point where she's opened it yet. But it appears that bureaucrats are going around town and taking the donation jars that she's put up, and is now going on the crusade to charge her with theft by deception. So I just wanted to let you all know that I'm on my way. I'm actually sitting in a truck stop about 50 or 60 miles into Georgia right now.
So theft by deception, for people that are not familiar with that term, can you sort of explain that real quick?
So they're alluding or alleging that she's being deceitful with the donations. And so the way this came about, by the way, is she had an inspector come by and wanted to inspect her home, and she denied them access.
Oh, I see.
Pretty much.
Hey, Bo, once you find out more, once you dig into this and you can find out more about it, I'd love to put the story up at freetalklive.com. Please call us back in with updates if you would. Appreciate the call. 855-450-3733. Does it surprise you the police have taken more in civil asset forfeiture than burglars? 855-450-FREE. Free Talk Live.
You can control your health care with Liberty Health Share.
Liberty Health Share is like-minded people coming together to share medical costs, which saves money.
You don't even have to pay for procedures that violate your conscience.
Because we all share the same values.
Join the movement of people who share in medical costs and change the way you pay for your health care forever.
Go to libertyhealthshare.org to find out more.
Liberty Health Share.
Together, we're changing health care for good. libertyhealthshare.org.
Currency is too important a thing to be left in the hands of government bureaucrats, especially when billions of dollars can be created with the swipe of a pen. Overstock.com supports the cryptocurrency movement because it returns the power of an inflation-proof form of money to the people, where it belongs. Did you know that you can use Bitcoin to pay for anything Overstock.com sells while enjoying free shipping on orders of 0.211 Bitcoin or more? If you support freedom and the cryptocurrency movement, you should support Overstock.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com. Enhancing health and privacy.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
As your body ages, there's a 10% decline in your ability to repair each passing decade after the age 28. By age 40, your ability to repair from demanding manual labor, exercise, or a stressful desk job has declined by 12%. By using One World Way, you supercharge your body's ability to repair and eliminate inflammation. Our unique frequency-encoded whey protein, coupled with our high-quality whey, improves your cell's ability to make protein, which is to say, repair itself.
My name is Jonathan Rice, and I'm 40 years old. I recently went from a desk job to a manual labor job. Normally, I'm worn out. With Energy Enhanced One World Whey, I now recover so quickly that I can perform very hard work all day long. I use Energy Enhanced One World Whey for breakfast and lunch, and I experience less hunger throughout the day. I have a 30% increase in energy, and I just feel better. I plan to make Energy Enhanced One World Whey a permanent part of my lifestyle.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Free Talk Live, 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE. You can call in and talk about whatever's on your mind. I want to tell you about Brave New Books. Brave New Books is it's a bookstore that's, well, it's more than a bookstore. They're online and in real life in Austin, Texas. I've been down there. Catherine Bleich and John Bush have recently purchased the store, and you can get all kinds of things there, including water filtration selections, all the systems, remove substances found in tap water, such as fluoride, arsenic, lead. They carry full countertop systems, pitchers, and on-the-go sport bottles. The filters are great additions to your survival setup as well. In addition, in the case of a natural event or economic collapse, you might need clean water, and it can be hard to come by. So go check them out. It's at Brave New Books. It's bravenewbookstore.com. It's bravenewbookstore.com. They're using the bookstore to help fund their efforts to spread the ideas of liberty and truth. They've got great healthcare products over there. And educational, they put on educational events at the store. It's a really great website. Bravenewbookstore.com. Let's go to Dustin calling in from North Carolina. Dustin, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
Hey, guys. My name is Dustin. I'm the editor of a Muslim American magazine. I've called a couple times before. And the reason I'm calling today is that, you know, over the last week, we've got all this tension, you know, going on, and a lot of personal attacks against Muslims and mosques across the U.S. So I've been doing a little research talking to Muslim leaders all over the U.S. and getting their opinions. And some of the opinions I thought were pretty interesting. I wanted to kind of share them with you.
Sure. Before you go on, though, we had a caller call in that claimed that the numbers that he was given, and I have heard these numbers, that 1 in 10 Syrian refugees is likely to be a terrorist.
I heard that number from the caller. I've never heard that number anywhere else.
I heard it on a Facebook meme, which means that somebody somewhere distorted something and stuck
I saw on Facebook that 175 million% of Muslims are all evil, horrible people.
Right. You can find anything on Facebook. And I'm not claiming that it's true. I'm just claiming that somebody called in the show and made what appeared to be an insane claim, which talks about, Muslims being, Muslims coming from Syria, 10% of which would be terrorists. And what's obvious is that...
Actually, he didn't limit it to the Muslims coming from Syria. He just said 10% of all Syrian refugees.
Fine. I think that, probably the lion's share of them would be Islamic. But one of the things that I wonder, if you let enough people in, somebody's going to commit a crime, right?
Yes.
And if somebody commits a crime that you don't like, you can call them a terrorist. So I just want to sort of address the issue. What do you think about it, Dustin?
Well, I think it's, reminiscent of the kind of anti-Jew immigrant commentaries that were going on around the 1940s. It's almost the exact same lines are being used. The fun thing is you've got white supremacists and just bored white guys committing crimes all across the U.S. I mean, it wasn't a Muslim that shot up the Aurora, Colorado theater. It's not Muslims that are shooting up in schools. It wasn't a Muslim that shot and killed 9 people in the South Carolina church or that burned, a dozen churches this year. This idea that violence is exclusively an external thing is really goofy. At least with the refugees, they've gone through an 18 to 24 month vetting and screening process. We don't have that for the wackos that are living in the woods near me.
Right, you can't get rid of them. I would say that probably the difference between a lone gunman, which you pointed out there, and terrorism in people's minds, as far as I'm concerned, crime's crime. But in people's minds, that terrorism means more than one person's colluding. There sort of has to be
Timothy McVeigh colluded with Terry Nichols and a couple other people to go blow up the Murrah Federal Building in Oklahoma City, but white people are still allowed to rent Ryder trucks and buy fertilizer.
That's a good thing. We can still buy fertilizer. How are we going to, take care of our crops? But look, let's assume that all these organizations that are supposedly Muslim terrorist organizations, let's assume that everybody involved with them is Muslim. Okay. If we look at all the numbers, we have 1.7 plus billion Muslims, and grand total of all the terrorists together are still, from all the numbers that I'm looking at, still less than 1 billion out of 1.8 billion worldwide. It's
so
like
1 million out of 1.8 billion. What's the percentage? I'm sure you've done it if you're calling in with this.
Out of 1,700?
Yeah.
At the high end.
And that's the high end, exactly, the high end. And that's assuming that all the inflated numbers, and by the way, the inflated numbers are kind of crazy. What I find interesting is that Al-Qaeda, at its largest estimated size, was about 25,000 people, and they were in operation for about 20 years when this figure came out. And somehow this Daesh in Syria and Iraq, somehow they are like in the 200,000s, and they've only been around for 5 years. That doesn't make sense.
It doesn't make sense, but when you look at the United States government's propped up the Shias in Iraq, then I can see why the Shias, they want some get back for 20 years worth of the Ba'ath Party being in place, which is basically Sunni. So the Sunnis are probably not looking so, it's probably not much fun being a Sunni in Iraq, last year. And so when IS comes along, it doesn't look as bad, if you know what I mean. I mean, I can see why you might get some people that don't necessarily support, but aren't horrified by ISIS.
It reminds me of the whole thing from like the late 80s, early 90s. The enemy of my enemy is my friend, so we're going to ally ourselves with this person to fight this other person.
That's goofy. I mean, I know that people do that and people think that way, and that's been our foreign policy for 60, 70 years.
It's going poorly.
Now in this spider web of different organizations dealing with each other in Iraq and Syria, the enemy of your enemy is also your enemy because he's the enemy of your friend. It's really a mess.
Yeah, it doesn't seem like it's going to get any better anytime sooner. It seems like the best course of action, from what I can tell, is the United States to just get the heck out of the way and let those people, you know, figure out whatever equilibrium they're going to figure out over there and, you know, buy some oil that they sell rather than trying to set up these
policies. The worst part of American gobbledygook politics, the interventionist foreign policy has killed more Americans than any terrorist organization.
And I would dare say more innocent civilians than any terrorist organization.
Absolutely.
I did see some numbers that since World War II, the U.S. government has killed more than 1.8 million people.
There was a number came out recently that said 90% of the people killed in targeted drone strikes are civilians.
Were. The Obama administration did scale back drone strikes. But that same number, 9 out of 10, were non-combatants in Iraq that were killed. So, I mean, those are the State Department's numbers. I'm not making those
up.
It's crazy. How can we say that we're fighting a good fight when we are doing the terrorist job for them? We are promoting how horrible America is because American-made bombs and missiles are killing innocent men, women, and children. We are doing the recruiting for these terrorist organizations.
The United States government is. I'm not doing it. They don't ask me.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I used to collect this term. I'm sorry. Bad little monkey.
I get where you're coming from, though. I think that it's other people think in collectivism. So the reason that ISIS makes an attack on civilians in France is because, you know, France is making bombing runs that are probably killing more, ISIS people than ISIS is killing French government people. But people look at it in collectivist terms. That's what terrorism's all about. It's to suck the will out of the other person fighting.
And that's the core of bigotry too. To paint everybody with a broad brush, collectivism against another group of people is bigotry. So, you know, this fear-mongering against Syrians because some of them might be bad is bigotry, no matter how you slice it.
Thanks for the call, Dustin. Appreciate it. 855-450-3733. What do you think? Do we have it right? Do we have it wrong? 855-450-FREE, Free Talk Live, or you can use Skype. Our username is lrn.fm. Are your kids spending too much time online? Are they gaming instead of doing homework? Are they on Facebook instead of sleeping? Turn their internet access on or off when you want for free at webcurfew.com. 100% web-based interface means nothing to download, install, or configure. Webcurfew is free and controls any device using your home network without slowing down your internet. Block all adult web content with the click of a button. Don't let the internet raise your kids. Take back control of how and when your home internet is used for free. Visit webcurfew.com.
You can control your healthcare with Liberty HealthShare.
Liberty HealthShare is like-minded people coming together to share medical costs, which saves money.
You don't even have to pay for procedures that violate your conscience.
Because we all share the same values.
Join the movement of people who share in medical costs and change the way you pay for your healthcare forever.
Go to libertyhealthshare.org to find out more.
Liberty HealthShare.
Together, we're changing healthcare for good. libertyhealthshare.org.
Does being over 40 make you feel like half the man you used to be? You feel more tired, out of shape, not in the mood like you used to be? Thanks to an exclusive formula, you can help boost testosterone levels safely and naturally. Introducing Ageless Male, a life-changing supplement for men tested to help increase testosterone levels.
You'll notice a boost in your energy levels, workouts work, sex life improves, it's like a light switch goes on.
Try Ageless Male risk-free if you would like to experience what taking Ageless Male can feel like. Support for healthy, normal testosterone levels, healthy energy, and increased performance, and more romance when you want it.
Call 1-800-327-4821. That's 1-800-327-4821. 800-327-4821. 800-327-4821. That's 1-800-327-4821.